Tony Del Moral was an active member of St. Gregory's Parish and a longtime youth sports coach in Sitka. He ran an environmental contracting business called TCI and, in his spare time, enjoyed four-wheeling, playing the guitar, and watching science specials on television. But the first thing his daughters will tell you about is his cool factor.
People hung out with us to hang out with our dad.
Pretty much.
He was really cool.
He was way more hip than we ever are.
Britt Shimoniak and Lindsay Del Moral say their father was an instant hit with their friends, even at the moments when he made them cringe. Lindsay remembers her father dropping her off at middle school in his work van.
And he pulled up and rolled down the window and was blasting. Just like, I think it was Boston More Than a Feeling, like, and singing really loud and screaming at me and waving at me to have a great day. And did I remember my lunch and all of this? Just like I was so horrified that this was my dad and that people were watching me. And everyone else thought it was funny. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I can't believe this is happening to me. Like, this is so awful. He loved to do stuff like that.
Britt remembers the time her dad told her the family had won the lottery. She was in the third grade. A junk mail company had sent them a fake ring as part of a sales offer of some sort. And as she's telling the story, she holds up her right hand.
I'm wearing it. It's a several carat CZ.
So how old were you when he did this?
Like fifth grade?
I was in third grade. And my teacher actually called him and told him that I had told the class at show and tell that we won the lottery.
So you bought it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was very convincing.
He also told me that the world was black and white and told Ted Turner invented color. And yeah.
She bought that, too. Again, Lindsay Del Moral.
He would tell her these things, and then Britt would argue with people about it because it was what my dad said.
And my dad knew everything.
Lindsay and Britt say that behind their father's pranks was a man who was deeply committed to his church, his family, and others. He would give generously when people weren't looking, and he and his wife Angie led marriage preparation classes at St. Gregory's. He also coached youth sports.
And he made us feel like we were amazing athletes, but I think he made everybody on our team feel like that. And he knew how to inspire a group of girls to play together really well. Uh-huh. And we always had a really good time.
Rafael Antonio Del Moral grew up in eastern Washington State. His daughters say he came to Sitka on vacation with a one-way ticket. He got on a fishing boat for a while and met his wife Angie at St. Gregory's.
They're best friends. They're so in love.
Just, yeah, really, I mean, still. I think they just celebrated their 25th. Anniversary last June.
Lindsay says while their parents were out to dinner a couple weeks ago, someone else in the restaurant approached their table and asked Angie how long she and Tony had been dating.
She was like, actually, we're married. And they were like, no way, you guys are looking at each other like you're, you know, just started dating. You're so in love. And she was like, yeah, we've been married for 25 years. And they were just so shocked that someone who had been married that long could still look at each other with such, you know, be so in love and just so happy.
Britt says her father was never shy about offering words of love to his family and others in his life.
His death is a reminder, you know, to always tell the people that you love to love them. But he did such a good job of it that I know he loved me. So,
yeah.
So, like, I have a lifetime of him telling me
there
that.
There was never a question of where you stood with him.
Tony Del Moral's funeral is tentatively set for 2 o'clock Saturday at Centennial Hall. His daughters say it's open to the public and that they've already been overwhelmed by the support shown to the family and the expressions of what their father meant to so many people. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.